County High School, Greensburg, Kansas. A man Division I state title game in Kansas. South Central leads 14-0. Second quarter getting underway. Second one for Lincoln. Jeremiah Miller back to pass. He's got plenty of time, but scrambling now runs out of time as Kona Lindsay gets in to sack him in the backfield. Trying to pass with the wind to Miller, but none was there. Dakota Lindsay, as well as Dakota Thornsberry, combining for the sack.
Yep, there we go. First play of the second quarter. Kind of what I thought might be coming was they were trying to catch the Timberwolves off guard and throw it. Fortunately, good defense right there.
So all told, a loss of four for Lincoln, 3rd and 5. Sitting at their own 31-yard line. Guy gets a 36. Miller in the gun. Motions Bell around. He'll give it to him on the end around. Missed tackle in the backfield. Bell leaning towards the first down. State to get it.
I think he did.
Thornsberry had a chance up in the backfield. Just couldn't reach him. And Bell does get just enough for a first down. He did 5 and got 6 up to the 37-yard line. So Thornsberry, good chance. Had him in the backfield, just couldn't wrap him. Actually, they do spot him at the 36. It's the first attempt for Lincoln. 11:08 left in the half as they trail 14-0 to the Timberwolves. Miller again in the gun, empty set. Couple receivers out, back to pass one more time. Floats a pass, and that sails over the head of Xavier Miller. Had good coverage on him by Coda Lindsay and Easton Huck also in the area should that pass have been closer.
Yeah, Lindsay gave him enough pressure that he was unable to get his feet planted. Make a good throw.
Let's call it 2nd and 10 for the Leopards. Trying to crack it open on that passing game now that they got the wind behind them. Sitting at their own 36 with 11:03 left in this half. Jeremiah Miller, shotgun look again, has the receiver right. Everybody else in tight on the formation. Miller going to keep it himself, try to find a hole, gets chopped down. Just shy of the 40-yard line, about looks like the 37, maybe 38. Yoder on tackle, only gain of a couple. Third down coming for Lincoln. Colt Yoder, the second leading tackler on the South Central team, came into the day with 88 total tackles. Not quite Jack Hurt's 142, but still pretty good. Pretty good.
I think it looks like on the deep for defense for South Central, they're just kind of trying to play them contained right now on the outside.
Don't want those edges exposed. 3rd and 8 for Lincoln. Miller in the gun, a couple of backs with him. He'll keep himself to the left side, does get to the edge, gets tripped up maybe just short of the first down marker. He does at the 35-yard line in South Central territory. So another 4th down for Lincoln. And Jeremiah Miller starting to find some success on some of those QB keepers. 4th and 1 for the Leopards. Miller in the gun, couple backs beside him. Receiver right, Miller keeping himself, trying to follow the blocks, has the first down, gets a couple, got to the 31, but he only needed one and called a gain of 4. So now Lincoln settling in a little bit. So they've got another 1st and 10 into South Central territory at the 31. 9:45 left in this first half.
With so few passes being thrown in this game, we've gone back to old school traditional 8-man football.
Oh yeah, stack them up, run them left, run them right, run them up the middle, right?
Or 8-player football.
8-player football for Kansas. 1st and 10 for Lincoln. Miller in the gun, has trips to his right, stacked one left, nobody in the backfield. Miller looking for the quick pass to Bell, and they did miss a hold there. Bell able to take it upfield to the 20, inside 20, ball came out late. They'll say he's out actually, as he got to nearly the 15-yard line. So the one pass that works out for Lincoln is a little quick hit to Benjamin Bell. And he rips off a gain of 15 yards.
And I'm not sure how they missed that hold, because that was...
It was Coda Lindsay trying to fight over a block.
Yeah, that was very obvious.
So 1st and 10 for Lincoln. Miller in the gun, 2 receivers each side. But Miller keep it himself, trying to go to the right. Not much doing there, though. Coda Lindsay that time getting to him. And then a host of Timberwolves, Cody Yoder, Jack Hurd coming in to finish it off. And Miller able to get a couple, get across the 15 for 14 is what they say. So 2nd and 8 for Lincoln. 8:35 left in the half. South Central leads 14-0, but the Leopards threatening. Jeremiah Miller in the gun, snap, had to bobble it. And now collects it, cuts up field, finds the space. 10-5, breaks tackles. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Jeremiah Miller caught the snap, bobbled it a bit, and found a crease, and Lincoln is on the board.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Timberwolves, there are several missed tackles on that, you know, where the guys got their hands on him, and but he continued to fight. You can tell he's a strong kid. He gets going. It's hard to bring down.
Listed at 6'1", 205 as a junior, so definitely all there. Two-point try upcoming for Lincoln, and they'll pitch it forward to Bell on the little shovel option. Did he get in? Yes. They say he did get in for the two-point conversion. And you can hear the Lincoln sideline getting into it now. It's been a little quiet after that first quarter, and they get back into it. Let's make it 14-8. Still in favor of South Central. A long drive for Lincoln there. But, Eric, if it's going to be a drive like that for South Central, you at least made Lincoln earn it a bit.
Yeah, you did. You know, they took some shots in that play. Now I think if you're South Central, you almost got to play the clock game at this point here in the second quarter where you're going up against the wind. You know, keep the ball out of Lincoln's hands and, you know, take off as much clock as you can while trying to move the ball downfield.
Good news for South Central in that respect. They've had really good success so far with Easton Huck and Coda Lindsey taking their turns on the run plays, whether it be Huck on the QB keeper or Lindsey on the handoffs.
Well, I will say, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, the wind and throwing the ball and things like that. It affects you on the ground as well. I mean, I was walking back here earlier and I felt like I almost got blown over with the gust of wind. And so, you know, when you're running and you can't get hit with a crosswind, it's going to knock you off a little bit.
Now the kick by Lincoln, deep over the head goes the kick, and that one was by Easton Good, the big defensive end and guard, booting that one out of the back of the end zone. So South Central will start with the ball. First and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Again, playing on the traditional 80-yard field here in Kiowa County.
That's just a guy who probably squats a lot and has a really strong leg. I mean,
he's a big kid.
That's what that is.
Good himself, listed at 6'3", 225.
Because I'm guessing North Central Kansas isn't well known for soccer.
Hey now.
In their small towns. That's a guess. I'm not.
Taking shots at North Central Kansas. Okay.
No, South Central Kansas isn't known for soccer. So.
First and 10 for South Central. Huck in the gun. Hands off to Lindsey. He's got a hole right. Gets to the 20. Still dragging defenders near the 25. Still going.
Wow.
30. 35 to the 40. Coda Lindsey had two Lincoln Leopards on his back and just carried him for an extra 20 yards.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the first guy grabbed a hold of him at the 20, and he drug him to inside the 40.
And the South Central sideline getting fired up for that in the Lincoln territory at the 38-yard line.
Man, I was impressed with Coda Lindsey last year, but I feel like this year, you know, he's just taking another step forward.
27-yard carry in total, first and 10 for South Central. Huck in the pistol, receiver side, Lindsey behind him. Huck this time, the keeper, trying to follow block, cuts it towards the middle, slips out one tackle, but gets tripped up across the 35 to the 33-yard line. Still a gain of 5 for Huck. He'll take that all day for Coach Western, 5 yards. Second and 5 upcoming. 7:38 left in this half. South Central leads 14-8, trying to answer back Lincoln, who had just scored to get on the board. As it will be Huck again in the pistol look. Two receivers to his right, nobody left. Lindsey behind him in the backfield. Snap a bit high, does hand off to Lindsey. He goes left side, gets a decent block by Hurd, and Lindsey lowers the shoulder, finishes the run at the 30. Gets a few more yards. He'll be short of the first down. 3rd and 2 upcoming for South Central.
Yeah, I feel like I made the same call for Coda Lindsey last year because I know I did it during the South Central game with Mike Allstott.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what he reminds me of, just watching him run, lowering his shoulder right there.
He's not trying to juke you. He wants to run through you. That's a great comparison. That's a deep pull for some of those young kids out there, Eric.
They'll probably have to Google it. But
they will. 3rd and 2 upcoming for South Central. Huck in the gun. Everybody to left and right, packed in tight. Huck keeps it straight up. He gets across the 28, has the first down near the 25. Got a few yards, and that's all he needed. It'll be another first down for South Central.
Honestly, the more I'm thinking about it, did you ever get to watch Mike Allstott play?
I did not. Well, not when I was knowing what was going on.
You're a little too young. A
little too young, but when you go watch the highlights, it's well worth it.
That's old farts. We actually got to watch Mike Allstott.
Hey, I'm jealous you got to watch a talent like that. First and 10 for South Central at the Lincoln 26. 6:15 left in the half. South Central leads 14-8. Up in the shotgun. Has two receivers left, two right. Now whistling a false start. Yeah, South Central had two people in motion. It looked like that Lindsey and Hurd were both moving at the same time there as they shifted around.
We apologize for the wind. This is probably the first. This is the first time we looked on that end of the field. now our mics are a little bit more exposed.
It's the elements. That's how it is here in Greensburg. We talked about the pregame at peak 45 mile an hour wind gusts. It was as warm as it was going to be on the day at kickoff around 33 before the wind chill. First and 15 for South Central. Hucking the gun. Nobody in the backfield with them. Receiver, two receivers each side. Huck going to keep himself. Try to go to that left. Gets a good block from Hurd. And Huck gets across the, looks like 25-yard line and gets down to the 22. It's called another gain of 5. Jack Hurd leading the way on that block, just absolutely bowled over Leopard on the lead block.
As I was saying before this possession started, this is actually kind of exactly what you want if you're Coach Westrup and staff. You know, it's the clock is continuing to move, but you're gaining yards down the field as well.
5:10 left in the half. South Central pushing into Lincoln territory as they lead 14-8. Second and 6, they'll say, from the 22. Huck again on the quarterback. Keeper gets the 20 that time. Lincoln all over him. Benjamin Bell in on the tackle, as well as the big defensive lineman, Brody Shearer, getting in.
Yeah, really good patience there by Huck as he saw that where he initially wanted to go. There was a man. He waited for the guy who was pulling to go block, and once that block was there, then he cut it up.
Third and 4, they say, for South Central. Guy gets to the 16. They're at the 20 in Lincoln territory. Down to 4:35 left for this half. South Central would love to finish off this drive as they lead 14-8. Huck in the shotgun, two receivers left, one right. Now they put Lindsey out to the left side, so trips left in tight. Huck trying to run that side, cuts it back though up the middle. He's got some space, spins out one tackle, now trying to drag defenders. He's going to be right near the stick. I think he might have
it
by a nose. And they do give the first down. It looks like they spot him at the 15. He just needed the 16. A tough run from Huck yet again. So he gets 5 yards on third and 4.
These Timberwolves today, they really seem like they're really hungry. They want to do everything they can to, you know, make sure that they don't have a second place honor coming to them. They want the gold.
First and 10 for South Central at the Lincoln 15-yard line. Huck at the gun, stacked and tight. As everybody, Huck going to take it to the left, patient on the run. Just finds a couple yards and ducks out of bounds. Not much there for him. Gets 2, it'll be 2nd and 8. Well, and to that point, Eric, you know, guys like Jack Hurd, Easton Huck, Coda Lindsey a couple of years ago were really young, right? Or, you know, had been around, not necessarily contributing big on that team that made it to the state championship game and said misses as they were, but, you know, they saw what happened. They wanted to right that wrong. It was a shutout by Axtell in that title game.
Well, I think even last year in the semifinal loss, you know, they were so let down by that they knew they had to get back here and make a count.
2nd and 8, handoff to Lindsey. He gets... Oh, to the 12-yard line. And that'll be about it there. So not much doing for Lindsey. Gain of about a couple. Gain of 1, they'll say. 3rd and 7 upcoming for South Central is at the Lincoln 13. Still, though, 3:25 left in this half. South Central leads 14-8. Obviously, 4 down territory here for the Timberwolves. South Central taking their time in the huddle.
I think he's going to let the play clock maybe run down a little bit and then call time out.
Could do that. Play clock's at 14, and we have no inkling of a play coming in for South Central. I think you're right. Looks like Coach Westrup just going to burn this down, take the time out as the clock. We'll get under 3 minutes, to round 2:54 is when they'll take that timeout. So, you know, to your point, Eric, talking about earlier, Coach Westrup being very aware of that way of, hey, even if we don't score here, to end this half, you've got that advantage, if you will, you know, with the time and trying to make sure Lincoln doesn't have anything to respond with.
Yeah, we talk about where, you know, Lincoln seems to be a pass first offense. That's what they want to do, and you know, they if you keep the advantage away from them, you know, and force them to go have to play catch-up in the third quarter where they've got to go into the win, you know, they definitely have the clock against their backs.
So we'll see what Coach Western draws out of this timeout. They'll have a 3rd and 6, they'll say, for South Central. Currently at the 12-yard line in Lincoln territory.
I think it's getting colder.
It's started to turn a little cold. Yeah, you know, this, and it doesn't help the sun. The sun got covered up. The sun was out, and it wasn't bad. And now it's that sun gets covered up. Some of that heat goes away.
That last wind gust kind of hurt my face a little bit. And I was like, whoa, it's getting chilly, a little bit more chilly.
Oh, goodness. Wouldn't want to have it any other way, though, my goodness.
Does CJ give hazardous pay?
You'll have to talk with him about that. Oh, man. Out of the timeout for South Central. 3rd and 6 from the Lincoln 12. Got to get to the 6-yard line. Hutz in the shotgun. Has a back to each of his hips. They'll hand it off to Jack Hurd, the big man, trying to leap through the hole. Dragging defenders inside the 10, and he's going to be maybe just short of that first down.
Yeah, I think he's got a couple more yards, but, you know, stayed in bounds. The clock still runs. Everything's still playing in your advantage. You've been able to pick up positive yards nearly every play. So
they gave her a gain of 3, so call it 4th and 3 for South Central. Obviously going to go for it here. Clock down to 2:25 left in the half. It's out of the huddle. Huck will line it up in the shotgun. Everybody's packed in tight left and right. Nobody in the backfield with him. Huck, a clap. He's going to take it himself. Pulls forward, pushes
got
forward.
The first down.
And he got to the 5-yard line and should have the first, to your point. Needed the 6 and clearly got to the 5 before being pushed back. And South Central just playing some bully ball for the first goal, Eric.
Yep, you know, and that's what we felt like, you know, this was going to play in the advantage of South Central, is the fact that, you know, they like to keep the ball on the ground. They do a lot of different looks, things like that as well. But, you know, South Central's, they're a strong, hard-nosed football team.
So it's 1st and goal for South Central at the 5. Game clock down to 1:45, and a flag comes out on the snap. And this, unfortunately, might be a false start on South Central. So it's going to be 1st and goal from the 10. And it is indeed false start. So back them up 5, make it 1st and 10 for South Central as they lead 14-8. The 1:47 left in the half. Trying to extend that advantage would be big, as South Central did kick it off to start this game. So if you score to end this half and get it right back to start the second half, it'd be in a big spot. We'll be hucking the gun. Everybody on the line of scrimmage, left and right in front of him. Huck again, QB power to the left side, stretching out. Gets a decent block. Huck, though, spins his way back. Oh, to about the 7 before being taken down by Benjamin Bell. Good open field tackle by Bell.
Yeah, that was a great job by Bell to, you know, just essentially spy Huck and, you know, not just make sure that anytime there was a hole, he was going to pop in it. Stop Huck from getting through.
And now Lincoln uses one of their first 3 timeouts. Interesting here. With 1:32 left in the half, South Central will have a 2nd and goal from the 7-yard line out of this timeout. So Lincoln kind of being aware, Eric, of that. You know, we talked about them being pass heavy, obviously saying, hey, we still want a couple chances with the wind behind us.
Yeah, and you know, South Central's, you know, finally not getting the push that they were getting earlier in the drive. So, you know, you figure, hey, if we can get a couple stops here before they score, you know, we'll take a couple shots. And, I mean, it looks like that Lincoln quarterback has a strong enough arm. They, you know, they can take a couple shots probably downfield, even towards the end zone.
Yeah, Jeremiah Miller, over 2,000 passing yards on the season, 3,500 total yards as well. So we'll see how South Central approaches scenes out of the timeout. As they'll line it up, had went with the power formations the last couple of times. 2nd and goal from the 7 is what the Timberwolves have. This time they'll have split receivers on each side. Hucks in the shotgun, Lindsey with him to his right. Hurd, the tight end as well. Now Lindsey motions out of the backfield to the right side. So Huck, if he said, he'll keep it himself. They surround out. Huck finds a hole. They get to the end zone just short 1 yard, but gets all the way down to the 1. And he saw that hole, Eric, and immediately darted right towards him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who it was. It looks like it maybe tripped over one of his own guys. feet. But yeah, that was a great vision there by Huck to take it and, you know, do everything he can to score them.
So it'll be third and goal for South Central coming in. Lincoln, another timeout burns. They're treating this almost as we don't care whether South Central scores or not. We've got to preserve that time. And again, probably Coach Hamble feeling the pressure knowing South Central punches it in here, takes back a two-score lead. South Central gets it back after the half.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you got a minute 22 on the clock now. You know, even if you get a stop, even if you get a stop, you're going to run another, you know, 5-10 seconds off. So, you know, you've got to kind of game plan. Got to let your guys know the situation and do everything you can to give yourself another opportunity before you go in the locker room.
That looks to be the case for Lincoln at South Central. Quickly out of the huddle, if you will, all the timeout. Lincoln got the entire team in the huddle. Coach Hamble kind of rallied everybody.
I'll definitely say in the numbers department, I think Lincoln has the advantage in the numbers over South Central.
Just a little bit. So third goal from the one for South Central. It's Huck, another quarterback dive. Does it get in? No. They say he's short. Tried to just push it in. They say he's still short by a few inches.
And then there's another timeout by Lincoln. So.
And that is the last time of the half for Lincoln with a minute 18 left in the half. But obviously, South Central, if you don't get this, Eric, you bury Lincoln really deep.
You do. You bury Lincoln. You've been able to get in the backfield a lot. You know, we've seen a few times where South Central's got in the backfield, kind of over-pursued a little bit, which has opened up some holes. But, you know, you just, again, when they're trying to pass, it's only going to cause a lot of trouble for Lincoln. Hey, look, we're going to be on video.
There you
Wave.
Go.
Wave, Tyler.
Oh, man, as we're near the Lincoln student section. So that's why I get some pictures of that. Boy, again, impressive to see the support from Cole Arnold Protection. Their stands are full. You're stretched really from end zone to end zone on standing room on the South Central side. So out of the timeout, fourth and one for South Central. Minute 18 left in the half. They lead 14-8. Have it a couple inches towards the end zone. Huck in the shotgun. Motions Lindsay out. Everybody spread out. Two right, one left. Huck going to keep himself again. Did he get in? He did not. Lincoln comes up with the stop, and it's a turnover on downs for South Central.
Big stop there by Lincoln.
Huge.
Obviously, they got a minute 15 to go, 79 yards.
That's the problem here. You are backed up on your own one, and you're out of timeouts. But Lincoln takes it over first and 10 out there on one. Miller standing in the end zone a few yards deep in the gun as a receiver each side. Everybody else in tight. Miller, a flag comes down. Miller would have bobbled the snap. That's a false start on Lincoln.
So you're backing up a couple inches.
Half the distance. The ball almost now touching the goal line itself. First and 10 and a half.
I think Lincoln knows that South Central's probably pinning their ears back.
It's Miller in the gun this time. Bell motions in as the lead blocker and others in tight. Miller trying to get to the outside. He does at least get to about the 5-yard line, maybe the 6, before he's taken out of bounds. So gets some room for the Leopards and did get out of bounds, so the clock stopped with a minute 9 left in the half. The Leopards. As it'll be Miller in the shotgun, two receivers each side. Nobody in the backfield with him, as they'll check Coach Hamill on the sideline. Ball is at the 7, they say. So second and about 6. Now Miller under some pressure, just has to sling one, finds a man short. Flag does come in. And on the catch for Lincoln, that was Colton Meyer, and the flag came in late.
Now this may be a roughing.
Oh. That'd be tough if it is, because they give a first down.
No, they're asking the South Central sideline.
So it might be a hold, maybe. Wait, not sure. It was a short pass either way. And it is indeed a hold. So it's coming back. Penalty declined.
Well, I knew he took a shot after he threw the ball, so I wasn't sure if it was going to be a roughing. But
they're going to say only a gain of a couple for Lincoln. They call it a 3rd and 4 for the Leopards. Minute 3 left in the half. 14-8. South Central leads. Got stopped on fourth and goal at the one. Jeremiah Miller in the shotgun has trips to his left, one to his right. Nobody in the backfield. Snap a bit low, keeps it, takes it, and it's tipped at the line of scrimmage. Dakota Thornsberry, if they got a hand on that as they were trying to go with the quick pass to the side. And that is knocked down. Fourth down upcoming for Lincoln. And South Central has the timeout to work with themselves. There's a minute on the clock. The problem is you're going in to win. You can't really throw it.
Right.
Should you get an opportunity.
But you can still give yourself another opportunity if it gets down long enough to at least get a playoff. And we've seen what he will do,
yeah,
you know, in those situations.
Trickery. Absolutely. He can come up with some stuff. So fourth and four, they're calling for the Leopards. And now it looks like a punt ahead. And that's blocked by South Central.
Blocked in the end
zone.
It's
in the end zone. South Central falls on a Cody-Oder touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Lincoln tried to punt it with Benjamin Bell. South Central with the pressure. And Colt Yoder falls on it in the end zone. And South Central gets their score just in an odd fashion.
And, I, honestly, in my head, I question the play. But then again, if you don't get a first down.
You give them first and goal.
You're still getting the first goal, essentially.
Yeah.
So, anyway, at least this may give you a chance to have a couple more throws downfield because you're going to get the ball back.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's not ideal, but you never know.
Huge for South Central. They go up 20-8 with 54 seconds left in the half now. And the two-point try upcoming. It's Huck in the shotgun. He motions Lindsay out of the backfield. So everybody left and right and tight. And they'll flip it to Lindsay, who comes back across. And he jukes his way in. Yes, two-point conversion. Good for Coda Lindsay. And South Central now able to take a two-touchdown advantage, 22-8, with just 54 seconds left in the half. Huge momentum swing there, Eric.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, you got to think with the wind conditions and things like that. It's going to be hard to make any kind of comeback, you know. So you just got to hope that if you're Lincoln, that South Central maybe makes a couple mistakes,
right,
you know, in the second half, maybe turns the ball over, and you know, just whenever you come out in the second half, if you're South Central, it's all about just controlling the clock.
That it is. You're going to start with that ball in the second half. And we've already seen them be able to string together some long drives, to your point, do it here in the middle of the quarter. And the quicker you can get that clock burned down, you don't care how many points it went by, just that,
right,
you hold
exactly
on and put it.
And get all your fans in their cars with heaters.
Yes, absolutely. As OBJ Tobin on the kick for South Central, this time it will be into the win for him. He hadn't had to kick in the wind yet, so we'll see how this one goes. Hey, Xavier Miller's deep to return, but he's moved up about 15. It's just a little small squib kick, and falling on it for Lincoln smartly that time was Austin Aaron, who was able to turn around falling. Not quite an onside tip by South Central, but just trying to keep it out of that wind.
But you know, honestly, at that point,
right, might as well
try the onside. You've
sure
got all the momentum.
Sure.
You're going to catch them off guard.
So 54 seconds left in the half for Lincoln as they take it first and 10 at their own 32. It's Miller in the gun looking to pass. Has some time. Now starting to scramble. Floats a pass over the middle. And Parker Price intercepts it for South Central at the 15-yard line. Just waited on that one. Was under the route. And Miller trying to judge how much air do I get under it. Maybe a little too much, and Price with the big interception.
Well, the downside is, you know, he hasn't thrown a ball, you know, in how many minutes in
exactly
this cold. His arm is tight. He's not going to be able to have everything on it. You know, then you've also got the emotion side of it where, you know, Lincoln, they're kind of playing a little down. South Central's fired up.
We talked about Lincoln. This is the first time ever they've been in this position. You don't know the experience until you get here. It's different emotions. First and 10 for South Central out there on 15, 45 seconds left in the half. Huck in the gun. Has everybody in tight. Two left, two right. Huck takes it himself, looking for a lead block. Gets one from Lindsay and Hurd, but isn't going to have much of a hole. Lincoln stops one for a gain of one. Benjamin Bell in on the tackle. So well as Jeremiah Miller. So second and 9, South Central does not have to snap it here. We'll see if they just take it to the half. As the game clock down to 25 seconds, the play clock still over 30.
And the way everybody's kind of looking over there,
Parker Price kind of calmly walks to the huddle.
Yep, I think they're just gone.
Game clock down to 10. They keep checking. 5, they're not going to break in. Yep, that is going to be the end of the first half. South Central takes the lead into the break, 22-8 over the Lincoln Leopards. It is state championship Saturday. Road to the top on K101.
Life moves fast, and you deserve internet that keeps up. Say hello to Pioneer Fiber Internet with blazing fast gig fiber speeds designed for the way you live, work, and play. From ultra-smooth streaming and lag-free gaming to lightning-fast downloads and crystal-clear video calls, Gig Fiber gives you the speed and reliability to do it all. Ready to upgrade your internet experience? Visit GoPioneer.com to sign up today.
Sign-ups for the 5th Annual Team Lane Poker Run are now open. The run is set for April 18th at the Moreland Airport. Registration is $60 per player, $30 for ages 15 and under. Don't miss your chance to win a special 2025 Can-Am Defender. Raffle tickets are $100 each, and you do not have to be present to win. Visit TeamLane11.com to register for the run and to find out more about Team Lane's mission. Event updates can also be found on the Team Lane Facebook page. It's the 5th Annual Team Lane Poker Run, April 18th in Moreland.